From KGNB in New Braunfels, these are Reflections, our regular weekly backward glance, remembering earlier days in New Braunfels and Comal and surrounding counties. We ask you, if you know someone who'd make an interesting guest on a future broadcast, we'd like to hear from you. Please let us know. You can write to us at Reflections, care of KGNB Radio, 1540 Loop 337 North, New Braunfels, Texas. Our zip is 78130. And we do like to hear from you, and we do contact everyone who suggested to us. And we might remind you, too, that tapes of this broadcast and others in this series are available for listening and also for sale at the museum. Make excellent gifts for birthdays and holidays and things like that. Fulton C. Byerly, Booby Byerly, is our guest today, and we're talking about his many years observing the weather and being close to the soil. You really like that, being there right out there in the country.
Oh, yes.
Don't
you? Oh, yes. When I started out farming, all we had was a couple of mules and a hand plow and a cultivator and a horse-drawn planter.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get a tractor till in the late 30s before I had my first tractor.
I bet that was an interesting buy. How did you decide? When did you decide to buy a tractor, and what did you go through to get it?
Well, I bought that tractor through old Emil Klar that time. And it was a Farmall F12.
A Farmall. How come you bought a Farmall rather than some other brand? Was there some reason that...
Really, I don't know about that. It's just, I imagine I just got a good bargain or whatever.
Uh-huh. And that was quite an improvement. Did the mules go then when you got the tractor?
The mules went.
And you didn't cry about it either, I don't believe.
No, they dealt me a lot of misery. I remember we bought a mule down here close to Fisher's store from my uncle.
Mm-hmm.
And my nephew went with me, Oliver Bottles, and we brought that mule back up here to the ranch. And about 3 o'clock that night, I heard it crash out there and thought, oh, there goes the mule. And I knew just which way he was heading. He was heading for home.
He did? He crashed out?
Oh, yes. I caught up with him about 2 miles down the road.
And brought him
back? Brought him
back
again.
Did the mules have a homing instinct like that?
They must have, yes.
Yeah, I'll be darned. Well, how long did he try to crash out again? Before?
No, I think I kept him tight for a while, and then I finally broke him, I imagine, from trying to get back home.
Well, breaking mules is a tough job, wasn't it?
Yes.
How old, when you'd buy a mule that you'd want to work on the place, you'd have to wait till it was a certain age or what?
Well, yes, I imagine 2 or 3 years old, something like that.
Mm-hmm. And then you'd have to hook him to the plow and teach him all the finer things of running on the farm.
Hope he didn't run off.
Yeah. What were some of the other things that made your life a little bit easier as time went by on the place? Of course, getting electricity was one, I'm sure.
That's correct, yeah. Oh, there have been some steady improvements all along.
Mm-hmm. Did your dad ever talk about his growing up days and mention some of the things that happened to him on the farm or on the ranch?
Not really. He was in the farming and ranching business all his life. I guess it's just about the same as it was when I went into it. Of course, prices were a lot cheaper.
Mm-hmm. But the improvements that came to the farm and ranch during your lifetime far exceeded the improvements that came to the ranch during his lifetime, didn't he?
Oh, yes, definitely so.
Mm-hmm. What about World War II? How did that affect you and the farm and the ranch?
Well, I really don't know just how to explain that, but it did have an effect on it.
Mm-hmm. Did they attempt then to stop speaking German in the country out there? Or that
no.
That never no, affected
never
any?
Made an attempt to.
Uh-huh. Were there shortages? Or?
There were shortages. Oh, mm-hmm. Yes. There were shortages.
Were you still in the mohair business at that time?
At that time?
Yeah.
Yes.
And I imagine it was a pretty good market then.
It was a good market. I've seen it, like I said, for 18 cents a pound. And I sold mohair for $2.50 a pound, too. Of course, now here, it's selling for a lot more than that.
Mm.
And I've sold cotton in my days for, bale of cotton brought about $35-$40 way back there.
Did you have a... You saw the kind of the end of the cotton. What was the reason, do you think, that the cotton went out around that part of the country?
A boll weevil.
That's what did
took,
it?
Yeah, a boll weevil took over. Before that, there was a chin. That every, like, Spring Branch had a chin. Smith and Swelley had a chin. And Bulwardy, Speck Store, had chins all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
But after the middle 30s, or even before that, there was very little corn, cotton grown there.
Mm-hmm.
So they all closed up. After, I don't believe that we had a chin operating after the 50s, maybe.
But even after they licked the boll weevil, it never came back, huh?
No.
Why do you think it didn't come back? It was just no demand, or...?
Well, I don't know. People just didn't plant any more cotton. More or less corn and oats and wheat and sorghum.
Mm-hmm.
But it got to the point now where you can't hardly raise any more corn. Deer eat them all up.
That brings us to another subject, and that's the matter of hunting. You've seen that change down over the years, too. In your earliest days, were you a hunter? Did you enjoy hunting?
Yes, I was. Yeah, I was a great hunter at that time. Of course, we never killed any deer unless that we needed meat.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd go out and get some meat, whether it was open season or not.
Mm-hmm. If you needed something to eat, went out and got it.
That's correct.
When did the first outside hunters come into the market? Do you remember?
Well, I guess we started leasing out our ranches in the 50s for deer hunting.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, it was very little that going on, but from then on it increased, and prices for hunting went up every year, so to seem.
It really became a cash crop for a farmer, a rancher,
allow
deer hunting. What about the size of the deer in your earlier days? Were they bigger than
they are? Oh, they were a lot bigger than they are now, yes. They weren't as plentiful.
Mm-hmm.
Not as plentiful as they are now, but they were bigger deer. You could find deer that would dress out 150 pounds here, maybe more.
Mm. So,
but now, if you get a buck that'll dress out 125 pounds, you got you a pretty good-sized deer.
Is that because the deer don't get a chance now to age because they're being...
Yes. And besides that, they just don't have the food anymore that they did in those days. You didn't have so many goats. Now the pastures are grazed to where the deer have a hard time getting what they need.
Mm.
And they just don't go... get that big.
Because of the competition from the other animals
yes, especially
mm-hmm.
goats and sheep.
Mm-hmm.
A deer is really a browser. They eat a lot of leaves and such.
Mm-hmm. And the goats do too.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Were there some really big deer shot out there? Do you remember some of the record deer that were shot out in your area?
Yeah. I think that... Emil Widener, he killed one in his corn patch in November, whenever it was, and he taken him home and put him on the scales, as was. I think he weighed about 200 pounds.
Mm.
And my nephew, he killed one when he went to school. He seen the deer out there, and he went back and got his gun and shot him. And he quartered them out, and I don't know, I think the four quarters are still... weighed 140 pounds.
Mm. And what years were that? Was that?
That was back in the 50s.
Mm-hmm. Really, from the 50s and earlier, the deer were bigger than
yes.
they are now. Were there other? What about turkeys? Were the turkeys?
Very few. Years ago, we had a few turkeys, but they
were all wild turkeys.
They
right?
were wild turkeys. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Were there any other game animals that were hunted up in your area?
No. Yes. Turkey and deer.
Mm-hmm. Some of the ranchers and farmers in the earlier days, they didn't want you to shoot a spike or a doe. How did you feel about that? What was it from your experience?
I felt the same way about it, especially Spikes. Mm-hmm. Because if you'll never have a big deer, I mean, you kill your spike, that's for sure.
Because that's a yearling, isn't it?
That's a yearling,
usually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my wife was a great hunter.
She was?
Oh, yeah. She'd nothing else that she'd rather do than go hunting. And she was lucky, too. Many a time that she came back the first morning with her two deer.
Is that right? And of course, the rifles that are used they've been improved over the years too, haven't they?
Oh,
those
yes.
Older
yes.
Rifles were not as you had to have a lot more skill as a hunter in those early days. Did they use blinds in those early days too, or did you walk?
Walk. I don't think that too many people hunted from blinds like they do now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, they have those big blinds. Heaters in it.
Television.
Really rubbing it out.
Yeah. They got their Walkman TVs and radios and everything else up in there. And getting ready to get that bull of the woods. Going to take a break, and then we'll come back for the final few moments of our visit with Fulton C. Byerly, better known to his friends as Booby, and he is our guest today, and we're talking about his growing up years and his memories from the Spring Branch area. We'll be back in a minute. If you will, please, these messages.